Feeling good. You know, I was in the big house this weekend. Almost watched the second coming of Appalachian State. But I'm glad to be back in the booth. Michigan looking like the Amir Khan of football.
Greg Scalzo, TJ Hogan here, and we're now being joined by friend of show, Devon Wilson of Real Sports Guys. You can follow them on Twitter at Real Sports Guys. What's up, Devon?
Welcome to this first edition of The Cypher. This is D. Wills. This is kind of like my little vignette where I get a chance to just talk about some things and that we talked about in a previous show. In our previous one, Mike, Hank and I kind of looked at a number of sports. Like, sports was our main issue in the middle of one, Mike. And so we looked at most of the major sports: baseball, football, basketball. We didn't talk hockey. We have to get Mo Red on here. Do that, but the issue kind of came up as an issue I've talked about before. If you listen to us on RSG, maybe on the Big Show, you can check that out on iTunes. Just search Real Sports Guys. You'll catch myself, Marcus, and Phil talking about. But I talk a lot about patience, and we don't seem to have a lot of patience when it comes to development of our quarterbacks. I always said it's the worst coach position in an NFL, and not because of the coaches, but I blame you fans. There's so much external pressure to play these players before they're ready. Even though we've reduced the rookie salary so that you no longer have all this money you're paying these rookies up front when you feel like you gotta get them on the field, and we're not allowing them to develop. You know, we look at great organizations like the Packers. Think about it. If you go from Lynn Dickey to Don the Magic Man, Mikowski, Brett Favre, and Aaron Rodgers were basically the quarterbacks they've had. Under Holmgren, he's done a lot of development. They've had some fillers here and there, but it's been very consistent. That's been an organization that's developed their quarterbacks. You think about the Steelers, even from the Bradshaw era, but you had gotten to Mark Malone and Bubby Brister, that early Coward, but they were winning. Neil O'Donnell. Then they developed slash to Cordell Stewart. Cordell had a run. He had about three or four or five different offensive coordinators, but they went to AFC championships. They were relevant. And then you had a little bit of Tommy Maddox, maybe a year or so, but then you got Big Ben, and Ben has got a run. Ben is 35, consistent. The Patriots, if you think about them from the, you know, basically even back to the 70s, they had Plunkett and went to basically Grogan and Eason. And then you had a few 3 years with the Flutie and some other quarterbacks. Wasn't much, but then you were into the Bledsoe era that then led into Brady. They drafted Brady. We're going to develop him along. But this idea of patience at all those points, even with Brady in his first three or four years, they didn't just throw him the keys. They opened the offense up slowly. The defense was stronger. It was they ran a short game, screen games. They did a lot of stuff to develop him as a player. Now I look at Andrew Luck. You know, someone who, if you would have said it right at the beginning, they said, this is the lock, 15 years. You think about the Colts, they had, from Peyton Manning to Andrew Luck, and you're thinking, wow, these guys basically have 30 years locked up, or this long period locked up, and he's barely walking. He hasn't played this year. Because they didn't invest in the line. They didn't bring him along. Even though he had a lot of skills, they didn't look at what they had and bring him along appropriately. They put him out there in a line of fire, and he's paying the price. You know, I watch what's happening with Jameis Winston. I watch what's happening with Dak Prescott. I watch what's happening with some of these other quarterbacks that you see him bringing along, and I'm happy to watch the way they're bringing some of these younger quarterbacks. Winston, putting great quarterback coach, offensive coach, he's got offensive coordinator, he's got like three guys watching him, and you see what he's doing. He's a smart guy, but they're bringing him along appropriately. We have to get back to patience, particularly with the violence of the game. We got to have quarterbacks so that they can see things coming. This is a game right now that if they're not ready, they're going to run into a situation where they're going to be gone early. You can't make mistakes today. These guys are too fast on defense. Defenses are too complicated. They're adjusting quickly to whatever's happening with these quarterbacks. And so we have to get back to this game of patience. Patience. It's not a bad thing. Thank you again for joining me on this first episode of The Cypher. Until next time, please go check us out on all our airways. Like all of our podcasts, it's brought to you by our good friends over at Carbon World Health. Go connect with Dr. Rodriguez at carbonwellhealth.com and Ashley, and let them know that the Real Sports Guys sent you.